Again this morning. Thank you, God, for your saving grace upon our lives, Lord. Your preserving power, salvations, protections, your provisions. Above it all, we thank you for bringing us to your heart this morning again to learn of you, that we may be able to face the problems of life. As again this hour, you have mercy upon us and take us under control of this morning's Sunday school service, O God. We are not literally committing ourselves into your hands, like God of the sense over the globe. Just please take control. At the end of the day, this journey of life will place each and every one of us. Our feet that are so heavy when we are coming to your house may be lightened like Clopas and his friends, O God. Grant it, Father, as we hand over the entire service to your hands. In Jesus' mighty and perfect thanksgiving. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 3, verse 22. Acts of Apostles, chapter 3, verse 22. I read in the name of the Lord. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, likening unto me. Him shall you hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, all the prophets from Samuel and those that followed after, as many have spoken, having likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his son, Jesus, sent him to bless you, in turning away every one of you from his word iniquity. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 19. We have also a more well shod of prophecy. Amen. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until day dawn, and the stars arise in your house. Know this first, that no prophecy of this scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God speak as they move by the Holy Ghost. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Which is a popular scripture, which says, surely, I read in the name of the Lord, shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city, and the Lord have not done it? Surely, the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servant word, the prophets. May the Lord have blessings to the reading of his holy word. You have your seat while I remain standing. Once again, you all are welcome to this morning's Sunday school in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, Amen. Amen. I hope we are brethren. Are we brethren? Amen. This morning we have before us the ministry of a prophet messenger and the effect of the ministry. The ministry of a prophet messenger and the effect of the ministry. When we meet the effect of the ministry, we meet the advantage and disadvantage of the ministry. The ministry we are into, hallelujah, has advantage and what? Disadvantage. In the time and the hour we are living in. That is, the ministry of a prophet messenger and the effect of the ministry in the time and the hour we are what? Living in. Can you give us a message recognizing your days? That's paragraph 25. Recognizing your days, paragraph 25. To lay our background. Paragraph 25. Amen. Let's read it together. To lay our foundation. It's not coming up. In that message, Papa was telling us that he was telling us that God sends us a message. Is it coming up? Okay. We are dealing today upon Sunday school lessons. Amen. That I want you to realize and recognize the time that we are all living in. Many of us are not conscious of the time and the hour we are living in. Hallelujah. We are just about to run out, as you see, and then by this, you should know the very hour and time. Hallelujah. Amen. Rather, many of us are just conscious of how to make more money. We are not seeing the fingers of time. Amen. We should know the very hour and the time and the sign and the message that we are what? We have received. Now, Jesus likened this to a woman with a lost coin. Give us second coming of the Lord. 1957. I think that should be April 17th. April 17th. Then give me paragraph 19 first. He likened to a woman that has a lost coin. She was married. He has 10 pieces of coin on her head. Then her husband embarked on a journey. And he told her, so and so time, I will be coming back. And when the woman had found out that the time given by her husband is fast approaching, and also the coins on her hair, one had been missing, the prophet of the Bible says she went into search. She was now looking for that lost coin because if her husband should return, found that out of the 10 coins on her head, one is missing, he says definitely he will put her aside and divorce her. That means she's not faithful to the marriage. It's not coming up. She's not faithful to their marriage. But because he knows that her husband will not tolerate nonsense or take nonsense from her, she went into search, looking for that lost coin. Now, listen. Now, that may seem like a very old scriptures for the second coming of the Lord, where Abraham read. But he's speaking of the second coming of Christ. And this great subject that we have here before us now is one of the most vital subjects in the entire Holy Rite. There's nothing so important as the coming of the Lord Jesus. For he who does not come, we have been found false witnesses. Our dead that are in the graves are perished. And there's no hope left for us if Jesus doesn't come visibly. Hallelujah.
If it does not come visibly, there's no hope. And many of us, when we hear that Jesus is coming, we don't find it very easy. Our body reaction is always on the contrary. Amen. Now to me, there's nothing worth living for again apart from this Christian, this message of the hour. I know what I'm talking about. I was in the market with a wife. That should be on Thursday because I took rest. I said, let me knock myself from office work. So I just went there to pick her with her load. Got in there, I saw an elderly man in a mental delay. Quiet. I look at this man, I fell for this man. Something was telling me that this man has not eaten. Something was telling me that this man is a human being like I am. The question was not, as what's not the difference between me and him? So I was looking for, what will I do for this man? I could not remove my mind from this man. So I went to a woman that is close by him, and I said, this man, they chop food. He said, they chop. I said, you mean he said, they chop? He said, they chop. In his condition, he said, they chop. So I went after the Christian, this madman. I gave him money. The woman said, no, not give him money because he will lose the money. He said, let's go and buy him food. I said, well, people may not understand. I now gave the money over to the woman to buy food for this madman. And the man actually collected the food. And he ate the food. I was wondering, what is even this life? And if Christ is not in that man's soul, he will die. That's how it may end up like that. Hallelujah. There's nothing worth living for. Amen. If Christ does not come, we are men and women most world miserable. But fortunately, many of us don't like hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ's second coming. And whether you like it or not, amen, Jesus will surely reward. Amen. Amen. And in the very light, in the very light of the second coming, take it up, my brother, of the second coming was so important that the holy week that we are now approaching, that Jesus, when he was approaching it at the first time, in the very shadows of the cross, he spoke very little of his death, burial, and resurrection. He spoke more on his word, second coming. I think I don't want to take my time on that. Can you give us paragraph 24 of the same message? Paragraph 24. Amen. It was such a great thing to John, the Revelator, the second coming of Christ, on Isle of Patmos, that when he saw the preview of the coming of the Lord, when he saw the curse that rested upon the unbeliever, and the blessings that rest upon the believer, he screamed out, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Should I go further? No, if we have people that are preparing for their marriage now, especially about single brothers and sisters, maybe their date is on the, maybe December, November, they don't want to hear this at all. Amen? Hallelujah. They don't want to hear it. They say, Bramwaji, wait, let me marry first. I will let you to marry first, but remember, I'm not in charge of his coming. I'm only just proclaiming that he's coming. But I'll give you time. After your marriage, 1 week or 2 weeks, you will join the chorus. Lord Jesus, come quickly. You will join the chorus. Amen? You will definitely will join the chorus. Lord Jesus, come quickly. Hallelujah. When you are... When you amen and amen. Hallelujah. Especially we that are married and have children, when they are resuming another session, maybe session or whatever, and they bring out their list with additional whatever, you will be asking Jesus to come quickly that. Amen. So, it's King Lord Jesus come. Now, give us paragraph 53 of this same message. So you can take off that when you get to. Now, this message, or this today fellowship, we should be like people of Berea in the Bible. What do they normally do? When they are coming to church, they come with Bible, biro, and paper. When message is going on, they put something down. By the time they got to, what will they do? They compare what has been spoken or what has been preached with what the prophet messenger of that day has laid down. And if it is on the contrary, they say that man is not a true witnesser. But if it's on the right side, amen, you hear them say amen to it. So be like people be there. And this is a time that we should be comparing scripture to scripture, making search of the message to encourage our soul, ourselves. But let's continue. Oh, great stream from around the world in the last few years has steamed into Jerusalem with ages, young and old, dressed in their garbs, coming from the east to west, hanging over the capital of Jerusalem in the old six-pointed star of David, The oldest flag in the world hasn't flown for 2,500 years. Is declared a nation as we are speaking now. Victory is putting forth our boss. Jerusalem is going. The Lord is restoring the sign that the prophet foretold. The dentists are numbered with horrors and word. As you see everywhere. But return all despise to your own, for the days of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with God's Spirit, your lamp trim and clear. Look up, your redemption's glory near. It is later than we think. Hold on, brother. It's later than we think. Bring it down. We don't come to church to occupy a pew. We don't come to church to hear a good sermon. Or come to church to hear good music. They all got their place. But what we better come to church to do is take up with our God and our soul salvation. For the days of redemption is near. Jesus Christ, God's Son, likened is this, he said, to a woman. And in our subject this morning, we find this woman, her husband has gone, as our own has gone. And he has lost one of the coins out of her tablet. Now I'm trying to explain, I will try to explain that. Today, if a woman is married, she should wear a wedding ring as a sign that she's married. That is to keep other men from having anything to do with her. They look, they see she is a married woman. But today it's on the contrary side. They will tell you that married women are better than the single ones. Evil spirit. I say what? Evil spirit. Amen. In those days, they don't have wedding rings. They had a table. They call it tablet. They put it on their head. It has 10 coins, and it went around their head. And that was a sign that they were married women. And no man was to fool with them. No boy was to flirt with them. They were married. Each one of those coins, if we only have time, but I haven't, I am going to keep to my word as close as possible. I could tell you what each of those coins meant. It was placed in there, and each coin meant a certain virtue of that woman. The first meaning her love to her husband. Second, her pledge of virtue to live clean for him. And the third, and the fourth, and the fifth, and so on and so forth. If you want to look it up, look into Galatians chapter 5. You will find out that that woman represented the church. And the church is a spouse wife to Christ. And the tablet that the church is supposed to wear is found in Galatians chapter 5, which is love. Love one another. But this is nice on the contrary. And I don't know what we're even fighting for. Joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, gentleness, patience with one another. That is tablet that is supposed to war in the church. Brotherly love, kindness, and world fellowship. I will pick up fellowship. Now, in a message, Fellowship by Redemption, paragraph 141, time will fill us now. Brother Brown said, in there, God having had fellowship with Job, God will develop word confident in Brother Word or Prophet Job. That means, Brother Brown said, fellowship bring word confident. Like, if you want to go and borrow money in the bank, or you are given a job, they will ask you to bring a guarantor. Will you sign for somebody you don't know? Will you do that? You won't sign for somebody you don't know. You will sign for somebody you can vow for, the people you know is makeup. So, Brother said, this fellowship that God asks us to be coming together, that's what the scripture says, the guarding of ourselves, we should not word neglect. He said, through it, confidence is word developed. Now look at the covenant God have for Job. It was not Satan that told God, I've considered Job. It was God having have covenant with Job. You know, make up of Job. You know what Job can do and what Job not do. Now God now asked Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Hallelujah. Amen. Have you considered him? He's a just man, perfect man, upright man. Whatever I told him to do, he will do. Say, okay, let me have him. Sure, you can have him. But one thing is certain. Don't touch his life. And Brother Brown said, Satan cannot take you or take me until the purpose that God has brought us for is fulfilled. But Brother also said, when God is true with you and true with me, he said God does not keep because say there's no debt in God. So what God does is this, he hand you over to Satan to harvest you or harvest me. But for now, the time of Job have not come. God told him, don't touch his word, his life. Hallelujah. And you know what Job went through. And his wife said, curse God and die. He said, you speak like one of the foolish women. He didn't curse her. And if you look at general men of foolishness, it means somebody that has insignificant knowledge. We don't have enough knowledge of God we are talking about. Say, God give it, God take care, glory be to the name of the Lord. He never sin against God. Hallelujah.
Fellowship.
So, Brother Brown said, this woman, when she now found out that her husband was coming was so close, and he has lost one of the coins, she went into search. Brother Brown said, virtually many of us have lost many coins. Not even one. Many of us, we are in the church this morning because we just want to be there. If I'm not in the church, pastor will call. Brother Ferguson will call. We are here, body present, and sound-minded. Amen. Are we together? Are we brethren? Are we brethren? Give me paragraph 441 of that same message. The fabric. We are laying foundation for a message. Paragraph 41. Carry your Bible and paper home because we are going to read a lot of quotes when you get home, especially for the oncoming generations. You didn't say this message. Brother said this entire message will meet the entire condition. We are coming. How the Lord Jesus made a little boy is that, that's no, not in our second coming. In our second coming, paragraph 41. Are you there? Paragraph 41. Listen. We are thinking of the Martin Luther revival. Yes, sir. It was a great, but that was in Germany alone. We are thinking of the Wesleyan revival. That was in England. It spread forth over here and a few of English island, but never took into much effect. But in these days, this revival that is on of the supernatural has absolutely covered from sea and boundless sea the world over through great radio and magazine and evangelists who went out unsponsored. The message of that one we have believed, it has gone far. If you are thinking you are alone, you are wasting your time. If you are thinking that people are not listening to this message, you are wasting your time. If you are thinking that people are not living the way they should live in this message, you are wasting your time. If you are thinking that supernatural is not taking place in this message of the hour, you are wasting your time. Hallelujah. Now you can give us a message, the super sign. 1963, 1124, paragraph 25. Super sign. The super sign. 1963, 1125, 24, paragraph 25. Listen. Now we find just about the same thing existing today. When we know that we are living in the hour that gross darkness is to cover the entire earth, overcover the earth, and the people. And we find that all these modern achievements of super age and so forth that we are living in is only the sign of gross darknesses in the spiritual realm. We are in the Laodicean church age where they just lukewarm. They could go to church. And people does. It seems to have a zeal to go to church. Hallelujah. But to know anything about the spirit and the time that we are living in, some of them as blind as they can be. You must know the hour we are living in. Hallelujah. They go to church. They don't go to church. They have the zeal to go to church. Hallelujah. But to know the time and the season we are living, they are as blind as bat. We are not a floater. Amen. No wonder, no matter what God will do and how well it will be proven by his word, see, they just cannot see it. You see it? The consciousness of the time and the season we are living in. But rather ask for us to be downloading and uploading. Many of us are even skimming out how to make more money. And I found out that money issue, the more you make, the more trouble. The more you make, the more expenses. I remember when I was working in Zenith Bank, and my salary was a little bit, not too big, but the house I'm living today is what I used to build it. And I thought that by the time I started receiving 100 pluses, in fact, I will settle down. I want too much struggle. But the more I earn, the more. So what we need is godliness with contentment. I made a quotation in our church last Sunday. All the single sisters, they were looking at me. Where Brabant said, women's education, education. I read the quotation to them direct. They were looking at me. Say, for this age? I say yes, for this age. And I told them, we don't need no strange fire. No strange fire. We will not welcome no strange fire. They say, we are working to support our husband. Which husband are you supporting? It's you that will tell yourself the truth. Amen. There's no time money will tell you that I mean. If money is always enough, then quota will not be in business. Hallelujah. Dangote will arrest it. What we need is contentment. And trying to please God by doing what God says we should do. Hallelujah. May God be our help. Message Gute. We are in foundation. We are not starting message. Message Gute, paragraph 62. Gute, paragraph 62. Paragraph 62, my brother. Amen. Now listen. If this heritage of God, if these people that God died for, if this church that is called by his name is ever to be saved, we've got to have a messenger with a message. From where? From the throne. To meet what? The challenges of this day. There's a Goliath out there, but God will surely have what? A David somewhere. Amen. 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 Now, we wait things are going. Let me say sicknesses in the body of the Lord. The prophet of the hour said, the body of the Lord is the most sick body on earth. Maybe sometimes also death in our midst of the loved one, livers. Maybe sometimes joblessness or no money. As we may see. Now I want to ask a question. Does it mean that God has lost control? Now, to many of us, God has lost control. Because as we're sitting down this morning and hearing from the Lord, maybe our house rent has not been paid. School fees is there. Many of us are looking for a job. There are those that are looking for trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Amen. And it seems like the door to heaven is closed. And to us, to many of us, God has lost control. Hallelujah. God has lost control. Give us a message. Will the church go before the tribulation? Paragraph 8 to 9. Remember, we are laying foundation. Add it to come for your back. Write for grand, because you need it later. But just watch. Have you seen it, my brother? Now, Brabra was talking about the earthquake that happened in India. He said, look at an animal without even a soul. But the instant in them, tell them that something is about to happen. And Brabra said, they all left the walls and all the crevices and went to the middles of the field. And Brabra said, at the end of, after 2 days, they all returned back. Brabra said, look at that. He said, what's that? He said, God is taking care of his creature. That means if God can take care of an animal and birds, how much more you and I that have the image, they have a soul in us. Hallelujah. God is in control. Now, in a message, second coming that we read, paragraph 35 to 37, Brother said, look at this animal without an instinct, without anything in them. But there's an intelligence in them that told them that something is about to happen. But look at we, human beings. Brother said, even when we see the sign of the coming and danger ahead, he said, many of us just pay adamancy to it. We don't care. Hallelujah. We don't care. An animal, an instinct in them
told them that something is about to happen. And the warning that came to them took them to the middle of the field. And after 2 good days, they returned back to tell that this is the power of the supernatural. But here we are, an image, and their soul in us. No matter what is preached, what we see, we think that nothing will happen. Can you give us because of this evil age? Paragraph 55. Because of this evil age, paragraph 55. The mercy of the prophet messenger, the effect of the ministry in the time and the hour we are living in. Paragraph 55, my brother. Has God lost control? No. To us, he has lost control. Has he lost control? If God has lost control, many of us are not trying to act our body as women of this age does now. Say, God, you did not create me well. Everyone help those that cannot help themselves. I'll help those who can help themselves. Brother, say, if you can help yourself, there's no need of helping. So you want to help God to help yourself. That's, you are trying to tell us that God has lost control. But this is a question that was asked by the prophet of the day. Has God lost control? Or is he just permitting another agency to control? The person say, I wonder. The true answer to this question is that, to my opinion, there's two opposing spirits in the world today at work. There cannot be more than two heads. One of them is the Holy Spirit at work. The other one is the spirit of the devil. And in this last days, in deception. Now, I'm going to base my thoughts right here for the rest of the text or rest of our message. The two spirits, one of them, God, Holy Spirit, the other one is devil spirit, working in deception in this last working in deception. The people of the earth are now making their word, their choice. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is here calling out a bride for Christ. He is doing it by vindicating his word of promise to her. For this age, showing that it is Christ. If the finger is supposed to move in this age, I will tell you, Church of the Most High God, the finger is moving. If the eye is to see, the eye is seen. If the feet is to move, the feet is moving. The Spirit of God, as it grows into its full stature of God, in the age that we now live in, the Holy Spirit is here, vindicating the word, vindicating the message of the hour. And the Holy Spirit is here doing this so that the people that believe God will be called after this word, chaos. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we are living in a dangerous time. The Bible calls it perilous time. 2 Timothy chapter 3. The Bible calls it perilous time. Dangerous time, perilous time. Can you give it to us? And this is what the scripture says. It says, this know also. That means we have been taught many things. Maybe God heard, water bathing, homegoing, rapture, many things, inspirations. Apostle Paul now brings forth this and says, you should know this one also as a believer. That in the last days, what will happen? What will happen? Perilous time shall come. Men shall be lovers of what? Men shall be lovers of their own self. Convictious, boasters, proud. In the day gone by, our single sister, when they are coming to church, they come with what same faithlessness. Always humble. But these days, they are ready to challenge you to your face. I wonder where they get the spirit. Or where they get that. Disobedient to parents, blasphemous. Parents will say one, they will say two. And I used to tell them, when we are growing up, we don't look at our mother or father face and talk. Amen? Disobedient because of 2x2 school that many of us have attended. Especially these days now, that we are even doing online studies. It's only God and who is teaching, whether our body teach, we don't even know. Mother will talk, you talk two, you will talk one, you talk three. And Brian said, the only commandment in the commandment of the Lord that has blessing attached to it is the word, honor your father and your word and your mothers. Apostle Paul said, know this also, that in these last days, Perilous time shall come. You, it is something you must know. Hard time. Dangerous time.
How much is the minimum wage? $30,000. How much is the bag of rice? How much, my brothers? 57. Or 48. I bought 48. I know what I'm talking about. Now compare it. You cannot say if he does not have God, even to give somebody a seed of rice to eat is a problem. Do you see it? Hard time. Now, if not, I think subsidy was removed. Is it removed? Yes, they removed the replace it back. Last month, they paid subsidy. Maybe they haven't paid this month. If not, you buy fuel more than 1,000 naira. Hallelujah. We are coming. You can talk to God. You can talk to God. You can talk to your God. Just commit yourself to the hands of the Lord. As I hand over to Sunday school superintendent.
Shall we pray? Gracious eternal Father, we thank you very much for this Sunday school. We are grateful and we are thankful unto you for your word that has gone forth unto us. Lord, laying foundation for the message that you have laid in the heart of your servant to re-echo today. We ask that the Holy Spirit, we position them in our hearts, give us understanding, give us revelation. May the purpose, O God, whereby you have brought the message, O God, today, may be accomplished in the life of every one of us. Prepare us for greater blessing as we wait for the main service. We ask you replenish your servant and recall his strength, Lord, and take him higher as you come back for the main service. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.